Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Pisces will arrive overnight on Friday in my Eastern time zone. The timing will be 12:33 a.m., technically on the 14th of September, but this full moon will be happening most powerfully overnight on Friday the 13th. This is a dreamy, visionary, potentially anxiety-producing full moon that will offer extraordinary experiences, especially to those of us who are prepared, well-resourced, and ready for what might show up. The full moon in Pisces approaches. In my Eastern time zone, the full moon falls on September 14th. But since the time is 12:33 a.m., this full moon will be strongest on Friday night. This is a time of illumination. We will see the results of whatever goals and wishes we've been tending since the new moon. We may also see other things because of the visionary qualities of this particular full moon. Full moons are the pivot point from the waxing to the waning cycle. Therefore, this is a time of release, of letting go. In some cases, this will be a matter of putting our achievements out into the world, sharing what has been ours more widely. In other cases, we find bonds loosening. We may find ourselves able to let go of emotions, beliefs, relationships, attitudes, and behaviors we know are no longer serving us. A Pisces moon is misty and dreamy, longing for the dissolution of boundaries of all kinds. This can be experienced in relationship as ecstatic union. Spiritual and metaphysical practices can take us deeper and farther than we've been. If our longings come from less self-aware places, we can seek oblivion, in any of the ways our cultures offer it, with challenging results. So, at this Friday night full moon, the first caution is to avoid mind-altering substances. If you choose not to avoid them, be sure your set and setting are positive and safe, and use less than usual. Sensitivities to all substances, including medicines, will be heightened. The exquisite sensitivity of this full moon is greatly enhanced by the presence of Neptune. The moon will be at 21 Pisces with Neptune retrograde at 17. This is a separating aspect, weaker than it might be, yet they are close enough that Neptune will be only too happy to dial up the Piscean vibe. Friday will be a night for strong dreaming. Visionary, psychic, and intuitive practices will also be strong. As with the cautionary note about substances, be prepared if you plan to seek personal visions. Your work will be strong. You will want to ensure you have positive set and setting and invoke the assistance of your most protective allies. Am I saying you ought to stay firmly rooted in the physical and not venture forth? Not at all. I'm only recommending reasonable caution. When ocean currents are strong, even the best swimmers might choose to stay on shore. Those who do swim are wise to prepare carefully. There is still, as there has been, a solid presence in the earth signs. Naturally, at this full moon in Pisces, the sun is at 21 Virgo. Present with the sun, we find Mars at 17 Virgo, directly opposite Neptune. Venus and Mercury are there as well, teetering on the edge, both at 29 Virgo. The weight of personal planets in this mutable Earth sign definitely influences the atmosphere, but not in the ways we might think. Signs opposite each other always share some characteristics. Virgo and Pisces share a commitment to service. This will be a full moon for enhancing commitment to helping, while becoming more aware of and avoiding any tendencies to enabling. Virgo and Pisces also share a tendency to anxiety, although the flavor differs. Virgo tends to focus on details, certain something has been overlooked, omitted, or done wrong. Pisces brings the kind of anxiety that comes from being uncertain, not seeing the way forward, and generally feeling lost at sea. Virgo and Pisces differ in focus. Virgo is all about the practical details of daily life. Pisces is about the cosmic. Virgo tends to separate things into tidy categories. Pisces has trouble seeing boundaries at all. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Venus are in the third and final decans of each sign. This placement influences how they will feel and act. This decan brings a keen awareness of endings. In Virgo, the emphasis is on physical endings. All earthly cycles end in death and decay. Here, Venus is unhappy. Mercury is thoughtful and exercises good judgment. The Sun, likewise, is thoughtful and long-sighted. We may find ourselves willing to consider metaphysical questions, giving thought to what comes after all we know, what is beyond our ordinary perception. Mars alone remains in the second decan of Virgo, where his sharpness becomes focused and acute. If we do decide something needs to be excised from our lives, this Mars can handle it well. The Moon is in the final decan of Pisces, finding herself not only at the end of a sign, but the end of the entire zodiac cycle. Here, she too takes the long view. Remember, the Moon is the gateway to our physical Earth and ruler of the body. She plays a role in manifesting. Neptune, in the second decan of Pisces, has a grasp on cosmic truth. The ability to see underlying realities clearly brings both a willingness and the skill to create realities. So, the practical, earthy Virgo planets are placed where they can see how cycles emerge, grow, and decay. The diffuse cosmic Pisces planets are placed where they see the connection between the physical and the unseen. At this full moon, Virgo and Pisces are not as far apart in outlook as we might think. Now we look to the influence of expansive, philosophical Jupiter. At 16 Sagittarius, he squares both Sun and Moon, turning this full moon into a mutable T-square. He is the ancient ruler of Pisces, and so takes a strong interest in all Piscean matters. A square from the great benefic in his home sign will invite, entice, and possibly push both Virgo and Pisces into more. More optimism, open-mindedness, enthusiasm, energy, and curiosity. Jupiter longs to really know. He won't want to miss this opportunity to explore some pretty deep territory. This Jupiter push can lead us into going farther, faster than we are prepared for. At the full moon, welcome the luck and optimism Jupiter brings without succumbing to his enticements. We do need to look before we leap. The Cancer Capricorn group is also involved. The moon is just past a sextile to Pluto, while Neptune is applying to trine the North Node and sextile the South Node in Saturn. The Sun has just passed his trine to Pluto, as Mars applies to trine the Great Alchemist in a few days. This ties the full moon to the broad social forces at play in the world, highlighting our worst tendencies as a species while galvanizing us to move forward toward change. What each of us will experience depends on how the full moon, Jupiter, and the Cancer Capricorn group touch our birth charts. It's possible a few of us might not notice much going on. More likely, most of us will, with some of us feeling swept out to sea. Preparation is key. Emotional tides are likely to be strong. Use this time to notice, in non-judgmental ways, what feelings come up for you, what triggered them, and where they want to go. Avoid swimming in strong currents. If you find yourself in over your head, seek help. If you see others in trouble, offer what help you can without risking your own safety. Seek visions from a place of strength and safety. Welcome the insights that come. If we look, we will see vistas of great beauty and power. Gather impressions and information without moving to decisions. This is a full moon rich in possibilities and insights. There will be time for weighing it all and deciding what to do once the tides are quieter and the waters are calm. In the meantime, enjoy the spectacle. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an amazing, fruitful, exciting full moon in Pisces. Keep your wits about you, pay attention, and soak it all in. As always, thank you for listening.